The Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tacks, 4341-790, 266-4862. Housekeeping matters. WhatsApp message says, you have allowed the caller to misrepresent what Dr. Fauci said. He never said the vaccine would not work. He said you will not see the impact immediately, obviously because it would take some time to vaccinate 300 million people and it would have no effect on people already infected. Thanks for the correction. I didn't hear Dr. Fauci, so I couldn't challenge the gentleman. Thanks for the correction. That's one of the reasons I like WhatsApps when they work that way. Tests, and this one follows on. This is someone else who said tests were spread over different racial, economic, and age cohorts. Dr. Fauci and the CDC and WHO did not say it provides no protection or immunity from the virus. What they said is that they do not know. Now, that's a big difference. And that's what the message said. So I read the whole message. Thank you. That's why I like the engagement on WhatsApp when it keeps me on my toes and stops me from putting my size 10s in my mouth. They don't taste that good, even with salt, pepper, and a little ketchup that I don't like using. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. 4341-790, hello.
Hello.
Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi, Dennis, how are you doing?
I'm not bad, and you?
I'm good. Happy New Year.
To you too, thank you very much.
Okay. I have a challenge that's been cropping up. A notice at some stores.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the bank has been asking you to do it, but no furniture stores and other stores are asking you to do it. Now, when we didn't really have a lot of cases and it seemed that we had it under control, it might have been fine, but no, it's not really. Some stores are asking you, and these are places that have air conditioning, mind you,
mm-hmm.
When you follow the whole science and theory behind how this COVID is transmitted, they're asking you to remove your mask so that
they can take a picture.
They can take a picture.
Yeah.
But if I am in spot X where you're being sanitized and I remove my mask and I have COVID and I breathe out, this is air conditioned, and then I put my mask back on and I step forward, the next person behind me come and get sanitized and remove their mask, what's happening there?
Can't answer that because I don't know air-to-air transmission, how long it is, because, again, I have not been following too closely the various changes as the virus has mutated, because at one point they were saying sanitize counters, then they say not necessary, then they say, yeah, you should go back to doing it. So there have been changes in protocol depending on mutations and other discoveries as they go on. I think the whole process, and I will say this, what I think is, and this is just me thinking out loud, the whole process of how we go through this entry and take off the mask, put back on the mask, take the picture, take your temperature, that entire process has to be managed more closely than it's currently being managed. Because, for example, I know times when I've been told, you need to bend forward some more, you need to step back some more, lean into this, make sure there's a focus. So you're moving around on the spot while doing all these things. Sometimes, I will admit, my head has come into contact with the various pieces of equipment. Now, what did you do after it comes into contact with me? You clean it, you sanitize it, you wipe my neck, what do you do? We're doing different things in different places, and I'm not sure that all of it is as closely following the protocol as you would like. I remember going to the post office. People outside were properly spaced because they were marked spots. When they were allowing inside a certain number at a time, 5, there was a guard in there making sure, again, you were properly spaced. I tried to go into Sagico at one point. 3 different guards changed in the time I was waiting, and each of the guards told me to do the same thing. Take my picture, take my mask off, sanitize, state my business, even though I'd done it twice previously. So
right.
There are places that are doing very close checks, and there are other places that are going as they go along.
You know, exactly, and with the science may be changing and stuff like that, mm-hmm. aren't we exposing ourselves by asking persons to remove their masks?
I take your point.
Such a thing, an environment. And my other thing is that this is why, from the very beginning, following countries around the world and their best practices, my thing was we needed to get the COVID app, where it's easy. You come into the store, you scan, you have to have the app on your phone, one, in order to get in. And it allows, if there's any outbreak, for them to easily contact trace.
Mm-hmm.
Without having to worry about writing down names or writing down incorrect names.
Right.
And all
taking
of that.
Pictures and trying and to track it back.
And all of that, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm. You know?
I have to agree that I think there are better ways to track people, or there must be more efficient ways to track people. Let me put it that way, because I have wondered some of the things you've wondered. Because before, I think it was Sky Mall, I now see they have somebody monitoring every entry point. But I remember at one point walking in there, just following the person in front of me, having my face, my picture taken, my face scanned, my temperature taken. And the machine tell me your temperature is okay. But what if my temperature was not okay? I've even asked our security guard here. I said, if I come to work and my temperature is elevated, what is the protocol? What do you do? Do you hold me? Do you put me in seclusion? Do you tell me don't go anywhere? Somebody tell me they'll tell you go outside, cool down and come back. But that can't be the way you do it. Not my guard. A guard at another place told me that, right? But that I told the person that can't be the reason. That can't be the protocol. Tell me, that's what they tell me to do. Tell the person to go out, cool down and come back. I tell them, okay. But if the person has a serious temperature, what do? Is there a protocol?
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
Is there a place to quarantine them? Do you hold them? Where? What do you do?
Can you guarantee they're going home?
Correct.
Is the raised temperature mean that they have COVID?
Or they just, exactly.
They could have a regular flu.
A regular fever. Whatever. Correct.
You know?
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know.
Yeah. Sir, you know? We're playing this by ear, and unfortunately, we will miss a couple times. But
yes, and in a situation, these people will also play loose and do their own thing.
They do their own thing, yep. When you allow people to do what they want, they will do what they want and something else too.
Yeah.
What you don't want.
Yeah.
Point,
exactly.
Sir. Well made. Thank you.
Alrighty.
I am.
No problem.
We roll along. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Brother Johnson.
How are you, sir?
You get that Rover's yet?
Man, I ain't holding my breath for a Rover, man. My Suzuki working well.
Listen, man.
Cars are spoiled, you know.
You and I are going to have a Rover by near end.
Listen, let me tell you something, right? Let me tell you how yours gets spoiled. The good folks at Simpson Motors gave me a Mercedes to drive for a day. The car spoiled me. I didn't want to give it back. It's the first time I've said to a female sounding voice to do things, and they did it. So I go in the car and I say, Mercedes, 18 degrees, and the temperature dropped to 18 degrees. I said, Mercedes, 104.1 FM, 104.1 FM came up. I said, Mercedes, call person X, and the phone ring. Boss man, women usually tell me what to do, and it's fault. This is the first time I told a woman to do three things, and she did it without question. I didn't want to get the car back. When I took the car back, I said to them, listen, I'm in love with Mercedes. If I got two witnesses and a priest, I was getting married. You ain't getting this. You want me to get a Rover now?
Yeah.
I hook on Mercedes. Let me stick with Mercedes. She's a nice lady. She'll do what I tell her to do.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Do we play some bottom ball now?
I will try. I put on the pads.
Mr.
No hat.
Johnson,
no helmet.
You and Mr. Ellis is my two favorite moderators, before the shadow of a doubt. But you did something there about a month ago that eased past Mr. Ellis, for my one part, eased past Mr. Ellis. I mean, Ellis was my number one when it comes to being outspoken, but that what you did there, surpassing. You remember, and I like people like you, and there need to be more people like you, especially on the calling programs. You remember about 2 months ago, a month or two ago, I don't remember a quotation, I don't like to say, but I will say a little something to give you an idea, because I can't remember the exact quotation. You said to the on-air, Miss Prime Minister, Miss Miss Motley, I am saddened about the measures you take. Something you disagree with her about, and then you went on the lines when you say that's when somebody tell you, Brother Johnson, well, you say it's true, but I hope you don't lose the pick.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that conversation. Yeah,
right, Mr. Johnson. There need to be more people like you. You see, we gotta learn to stand up and talk to people of don't care of what pedigree they are, and don't care of what weight that person carry. As long as you are not in a castle with them, you should be able to have constructive criticism against them.
I think all leaders should be able to take it too. They should be able to determine whether or not you're being mischievous, whether they're being genuine. They may be wrong, but you know.
Right. So I can be a little mischief today. Let me get my 3 points. I can be a little mischief today. One, the first one, I'm angry with my prime minister. Two, I'm angry with the health minister. Let me start the first one first with the health minister. Let me give you lashes, man. He needs some lashes. Now, Mr. Johnson, if you bringing people here into this country, you're saying to them, there are two quarantine bases. One at Paragon, one either down north, or your third option could be a quarantine at a hotel. Now, there is where the problem comes, Mr. Johnson.
Just call me
if you're going to put people at a hotel to be quarantined, and it's not the police, you still have square
one. You still have a problem. You do. Yes, sir.
And what do you have to go to Oxford University or Cambridge or some high-class university to know that? Second lashes to the Prime Minister, my Prime Minister. She's my Prime Minister, but lashes for her now. No. You, Mr. Johnson, you have lots of people, lots of poor mothers about here. Mr. Johnson, as I talk to you, it's going on about 1 o'clock now. And you could guarantee there are lots of children in this country who won't see a meal today, nor would not see a meal for the day. There's lots of poverty with women not working, little mothers, young mothers, 3 and 4 children not working. No, Mr. Johnson, you are telling me these said people that come and bring this virus about here, you're telling me we'll get a free ticket and free this matter. What happened with old people about here in dilapidated houses, roofs caving in upon them, all that type of thing? You gonna bring back people here on free trip and this and that. For what reason, Mr. Johnson? Could you explain that to me? I want to be understandable about it. Explain it to me.
So you can't.
Exactly. A bunch of foolishness. Look, my third point, Miss. And let me tell you this, Mr. Johnson. See them 2 points I put to you? I can be like a hawk. You already told them, you know, because I'm watching the minister carefully. I'm watching him like a hawk. Up to now, he hasn't opened his mouth and said to these people, now, listen to me. If y'all come into my country and y'all are quarantined and you disembark from the premises that you're supposed to be, there's a jail sentence. No fine. Jail sentence. We're in another $6,000. No, and am I jail sentence?
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
You're gonna pay how much dollars a day to keep that person in jail for a long period of time? From where?
A lot of them may want to do 10 years. A lot of them may want to do 10 years.
So where they get the money from? But you tell me don't find them. So where are you getting money from to keep them there?
But Mr. Johnson, but do you understand too that a lot of them can't do 10 years in prison? A lot of hard.
So what are they going to do?
What DT rate?
So what are they going to do?
But that's them business, Mr. Johnson.
But so I got to keep them while they're there. And then I got to send the doctor to see about their heart condition.
But that's them business, Mr. Johnson.
No, it cost him me. And I ain't got money to do that. I want them to give me $20,000 so I could pay 2 days at the jail for 20 people there.
Okay.
I want $40,000 US. So I could get, you know, an ambulance paid down on all that Rover that you want to give me. Go ahead.
Some point there. Let me agree with you. All right. The fine need to step up $100,000 thing.
Good.
No, $6,000. Okay. Them say actress and so on, TV personality, when they're back home, they pay that is a sitting at a table when they're out at night.
Yeah.
When them dining at night, There are places sometimes.
Two bottles of Moët, and a 25-year-old Eldorado. We good to go.
$2,000-$3,000 for five. We ain't got
team, of course,
yet. It's a slap. $100,000 and up. Now, Mr. Well, before I cross that point, I was saying to you that I'm going to monitor. I am going to monitor the Health Minister Kefka up to now. He haven't opened his mouth and get serious about these fines.
But sir, the Health Minister is not the person that do fines. That's the Attorney General. That's the minister. Sir, that's a collective responsibility of cabinet.
Yeah, he can work alongside the
He can tell them.
He can tell him, and I find that he's a big. I find that the Health Minister is a little. Little soft,
but sir, hold on. I gotta do this now. Okay, yes. I like to be fair.
Yes.
I have no fear, but I like to be fair. I have no idea how any cabinet minister reacts in cabinet. I have no idea. So I don't know if Colonel Bostic, who is a soldier, the man was in the army, will go in the room with his colleagues and say, Please, Prime Minister, if you don't mind, you think perhaps we could raise the fine to $5,000? He may come outside when he's talking to the general public and put on the general public voice. I mean, for example, people tell me I shout at people on the radio. I do. I could shout if I want to, right? But you think when I want to ask a damsel for a little consideration, according to Richard Hoard, I can shout at her? I change my pitch and my tone. I know time and place. You understand? So Colonel Bostic may come with the bedside manner to talk to the public. So he may sound soft and easy. And then you put on the soldier when he talking to the soldier. Colonel Bostic got children. I think he shouted at the ladies with whom he shared his life. Nah, sir, I have to say this again. We in Barbados need to know and say what we want and stick with it. Remember the czar that everybody asked him to come back? When the czar come and say, want to stay home? What's sweet in your mouth, got sour in your rear end?
People go,
who is he? Where he come from? He a doctor? Yeah. Why you shouting at people? He ain't there now when we say, man, bring back the czar. He did telling me what to do. Same thing with slavery. Master does whip we, but at least we just get food. What we can do now, we free. We can't get food no more. Let Master whip me a little bit, but at least let me give you the cuckoo on Friday. So we need to stop that foolishness. Oh. We either sheep or we could walk by ourselves.
Sorry.
We could either take quietly being told, Skipper, put on your mask, as opposed to saying, you put on your mask or else. You know, man, come on, man. Give me a break.
Let me drop in my last one. And I only drop in this as a suggestion. I want you to correct it for me.
I'm going to
drop it in as a suggestion. Mm-hmm. And if there's some clarification that you can put to it, I want to hear your side of it.
Right.
Now, former Minister Liz Thompson, a woman that I found to be a brilliant woman, a woman that I always maintain she sit to me for me as the health ministers throughout this country to be in the first three when it comes to best health ministers. You got Bamford, which was the opposition, she and maybe who next, I don't know, but for me she in the first three. For me, all right, woman I highly got lots of respect for. Right now our prime minister bring her back here and give her a certain post. Now, Mr. Johnson, with due care and respect, I only asking you, everyone hit me for six. Don't you feel that there are people out here, there are people in this little country who are competent in getting that little pick?
Sir, I will say to you, right, that in the best powers we've reposed in our prime ministers, they have exercised their judgment to pick people for various posts, whether it is to be consultants, to be senators, to be ambassadors, and that is the exercise of the power that we've granted to those persons. Your opinion or my opinion of a particular individual and the particular post they should hold, bears no weight at all, as far as I'm aware. That's my answer to that one. The Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tacks, 4341790, the number you call, or WhatsApp, where you send messages, 266-4862, or you can send an email to brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. John, I got to tell you, the public seems to enjoy your saxophone interlude more than even some of the calls. There's a WhatsApp message that has been repeated a few times by a couple of people, so I picked it up and I'll read it. It says, I want to ask a question, been asking with no answer. If a person traveling to Barbados can prove that he or she has been vaccinated from COVID, does he or she still have to produce a PCR test, and will he or she be quarantined? Until there is a protocol established for persons traveling with vaccines, I can't say what they will or will not be. I've heard no definitive word on that, and I suppose that will depend on protocols being established either through the various international agencies, WHO, etc., or the particular countries. Don't forget that there still exists in the world places where people say if you're traveling there, you have to have a malaria vaccine, you have to have a typhoid and various other ailments because of the particular area you're traveling to and the fact that there may be an outbreak of that particular illness there. So you can't say, well, you know, when I was a child, I had a rubella or malaria vaccine. Why? Because when you get to that destination, they'll ask you to present it. So there are some areas where you do have to have vaccinations before you can travel. And who knows? There may very well come a time if the United States is now asking you to have a PCR test before you enter, and I think Canada as well, there may very well be a time where countries say to you, if you're traveling, walk with a document showing you've been vaccinated against COVID-19, coronavirus, or whatever name it's carrying by then, which is why I made the comment earlier on that this question that we keep throwing about retraining, because I remember the government said at one point they were going to provide money for training, especially in the hospitality sector, that we use this opportunity to retrain our frontline people. People who work at the front desk, people who work at bars, pool attendants, people who we think will interact with the personal side of our guests in various areas, how to, you know, get information from them, how to share information with them. There's something that when I started to do radio, since I was a neophyte and knew nothing about radio, I wasn't trained by community college or anybody else, I listened to the people who worked here with experience, Carl Scott, Eric Nurse, Auntie Olga, David, Vic. I listened to them. And I remember the very first, Borky Roach, the technical operators, key. Mitch, how far to stay from the microphone and tone and pitch and not too loud. I remember the very first hurricane watch, storm watch that I did. Carl Scott said to me, now don't say panic. Don't use that word at all. Because the minute you say don't panic, people can only hear panic. These days I hear people using panic all over the place. Minister, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, newscasters, panic all over the place. So, you know, Carl has gone along and Eric has gone along. So, you know, perhaps the laws have changed. Auntie Olga too. Vic and David still here though. Perhaps the new cadre will hear. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Oh, and by the way, I keep saying this too. We can't take voice calls on WhatsApp. We're not set up to do it at the moment. So those overseas who keep trying, sorry. We try Zoom on occasions, but WhatsApps are out. We kill the volume on it because of the songs that they make, so we can't take the calls. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnston.
Good afternoon, sir.
I see you had a very hectic morning.
It's been a good morning, actually. I like it like this.
No, there's some
nobody
quarreled
me yet.
Well, I quarreled you.
Yet.
Yeah, well, yeah, they don't have the, Dennis isn't right, Dennis has a point. So Dennis, I come to you this morning with some suggestions, also some information that I picked up. And if it is so, I believe that an explanation should be made. Now, in terms of this quarantine, the test said 14 days, right? But it's split in two. You do the one up front, and then you go back to get another one done, and the results come out of that. That is what they have, right?
It's a protocol that says within a certain period you are tested and retested. It depends on when the first test was taken and the results and various other things like that. Yes, sir.
To the best of my knowledge.
But the quarantine period has been adjusted over various times for, I suppose, different mutations of the, or more knowledge as it comes to hand. So, I hear different times.
Yeah, if it is 14 days, then it would have at least a lead way of getting some of the work off of the testing. But they're working in two areas now. They're working towards that 5 day, 3 day, whatever, maybe, and then the final result. So I would suggest that to try the 14 days. If you can't spend the four, if you can't spend the 14 days, then obviously you're not prepared. So you know you're coming for 14 days. So which means that you prepare for the 14 days. And those people who've got family here who came in for funerals, they would understand, well, look, it is 14 days. It is 14 days. Mm-hmm. I would think, are you saying something?
No. Oh. Go ahead. I'm listening to you.
Also, I have heard that the influx, the COVID at Dodds is that some of the inmates who were free, were the ones who were feeding the inmates who had the virus, which means that you're taking a person who is not really contaminated to feed a person who is contaminated. So your system would then show a little problem. And if that is so, then somebody made a mistake there, because that is one of the conditions that they're complaining about. There's some of the inmates who should be avoiding those inmates who've got the virus have found themselves with instructions.
So I would really caution the public, and starting with you, to resist the temptation to repeat, I heard is a dangerous person to quote, okay? I know there are protocols in prison where persons who may be considered not to be persons who have to be constrained or restrained, who may assist with certain things. There are persons who work in the bakery. There are persons who work in kitchens. I went up there and I saw some of that operation. But I cannot take the stretch and make the statement that persons who were not infected, were interacting with persons who were infected, that they did this with the knowledge and the consent of those who are there to control the prison, and therefore we're making assumptions about contamination in the prison that I cannot allow to go unchecked. Sorry about that, but that's where I put in the chopper down on that. So we have to be careful about, I heard. There's a responsibility of the broadcast media, and you used to work in the media. I know you understand that, sir. Please be restrained.